We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I'm glad you got that in there about Joe Lieberman. When he passed away, it was yesterday afternoon or in the evening, and the news came across, I was texting with one of the guys that I worked with in the Senate, and I said, what was it that Joe Lieberman said or did that I cannot remember? There was something that he said when, you know, I was working for Senator Allen, and Joe Lieberman was still in the Senate. And very rarely did I go up to another senator. I mean, I think it's kind of presumptuous for a staff member, for one senator to go up to another senator and say anything, really. I don't mean like know your place, but everybody wants to talk to the senators. So I just wouldn't do that. It kind of comes off as weird, or, you know, you're impressed by them. I don't like to do that even to real celebrities. But there was something, Joe Lieberman, especially after, you know, when I was there, it was 2004, 5, 6, into 2007. He did something that was so bipartisan that he didn't have to do. And he was catching heck in the Democrat Party, in the caucus, the Democrat caucus. Because, you know, those senators are very nasty. You know, they pretend like, oh, we all get along. No, they do not. It is not nice. I did not like it. He did something that he didn't have to do, and I'm embarrassed. I can't remember what it was. It impressed me so much at the time that I went up to him in the Mansfield room, which is one of those meeting rooms off the main chamber where you see C-SPAN and all the votes taking place. And I said, can I stop you for just a second? I don't want to bother you, but you know I'm communications director for George Allen. And I just want to thank you for actually stepping out of line and I think he was defending someone who was being beaten up on for something that was unfair. I mean, I wish I had taken notes. And then then of course I watched him the rest of the time a little closer than I would normally. And he just seemed like a very decent person. I mean, I don't know his whole story, but there were a lot of people that I couldn't tell that story about. And in fact, I would tell you awful things about when I worked in the Senate. And when that's the first thing that came rushing back to me yesterday when I heard that he had died, not just the headlines that we all watched about the election and running for vice president, but I just feel like that's the old school Democrat. You know, he was a Jewish leader, wasn't afraid to tell everybody he was Jewish, and I think people embraced that. So, you know, since I have a nice story to tell about a Democrat, I want to share that with you. I wish I remembered all the details. But
was he appreciative of what you had to say?
Oh, he was very nice. You know, they're all very nice. If you say something nice to him, they're all very nice to you. But I think he was surprised, especially as partisan as things were. And George Allen at the time was the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee and had just gotten 55 seats. So that the Republicans were in a great place and the Democrats were not happy about that. They were looking for any way to attack him, which meant my life was hell, you know, because it's so partisan, it's so nasty. But he was super nice to me. So anyway, I'm sorry to learn of his death, but he certainly had, I think, by and large, a positive impact in his public life in America. Mark that down as a nice thing about Democrats, because I don't have a lot of other ones to share with you. Right, 8:39 on this Thursday morning. It's the 28th day of March, 2024. I'm John Reed, and glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. The former governor of Virginia, the former ambassador to Europe for a couple of years under President Trump, Jim Gilmore, is with us every Thursday, and he's back from, was it Lithuania? You were taking that trip when we talked to you last week?
That's right, John. Lithuania.
How was it?
Well, it was a very productive trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long way to go for one day
no
and then
kidding.
Back for one day. But, you know, it's just high value to go and confer and talk about these things. The Lithuanians put on a full day of conferencing. We met over meals. We met in a conference room and went over the entire issue. We also had a very nice working breakfast with the United States ambassador to Lithuania, Kara McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
She found out that I was going to be there attending this, and so she invited our American delegation to come to her residence and have breakfast with her and to talk over American policy. So that was an add-on. We met with General Breedlove also, who came over from a separate conference and conferred with us about the situation. But the principal part, of course, was talking to the Lithuanians. Now, also, frankly, there were a series of Ukrainian high officials who came into the conference also. It was not advertised, so we knew it was going to happen, but it wasn't promoted because it was dangerous for them to come to Lithuania. If you look at the map, Lithuania is right there on the edge of Russia. So it's
right.
It was dangerous, but we had a very successful communication with the Ukrainians also about their status, and the conference was about Ukraine. Because the Lithuanians and all the Baltic countries and all the Eastern European countries are in solidarity with the Ukrainians. And that's something I can report to your listeners right now.
Are they hopeful that there's a breakthrough about to happen, that Ukraine can hold on and expel the Russians? Or what's the mindset?
Well, look, the mindset is that they want to know whether the United States is going to be there when the crisis comes.
Mm-hmm.
And the crisis is there now, you see, and we're not there sufficiently now. So the disturbing message to me from the Lithuanians and the extended people in the Baltics, the disturbing message was they said that they are preparing for war with Russia. That they expect war with Russia. They kept saying this: the invasion of the Baltics by the Russians, if they prevail in Ukraine, is not if but when. Well, I didn't like that much because the Baltic countries and Poland and all are NATO countries. Now, I learned a lot on this trip also by listening to my fellow Americans, frankly. There were American leaders on this conference. I was listening to them communicate, and many of them were discounting the idea of an attack by Russia on NATO countries. Well, you see, I just firmly disagree with that. We've seen the history, the way that the Russians behaved in Crimea, where they got away with that under President Obama, the way that they are behaving now, and they're sort of getting away with it now because of America's recalcitrant position. And then I think that an attack on these countries would be a guerrilla type of attack where little green men would go in. And then at that point, there would be an assertion that the Russians had to protect their citizens and all that stuff. And the next thing you know, they're in the Baltic countries, the NATO countries. And the question would be, at that point, would NATO respond massively against Russia? I don't know the answer to that question, and they don't either. So I think that there's a lot going on. As I've been telling your listeners for 2 years, this thing is dangerous and growing. And, you know, there's nothing to tell you other than a report from Eastern Europe that they get the drill over there. They know exactly what's going on.
If you were speaking to President Biden and to members of the Congress, knowing that we're in an election year and knowing that some of your core constituents, your base here in Virginia and probably across the country, are worried about the huge expenditures being dedicated towards Ukraine, what would you say? How do we get through this and when?
Look, I think that we're going to get through this. I think that there's going to be aid to Ukraine. It makes total common sense. We are on the cusp of a third world war, we just have to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
It can still be averted. Even to this conversation you and I are having now, there's still time to avert this. The Ukrainian war is settling now into a artillery battle back and forth, a war of attrition. And the Russians can win that because they've got more population. They've got more arms and munitions that we are now denying the Ukrainians. The sense that I was getting from my trip, the Eastern Europeans were basically saying that President Biden has not done enough. He's done enough to keep the Ukrainians alive, but not enough to actually change the battlefield and allow the Ukrainians to win. Despite that, if you look at my report to all of y'all, so look at the news, the Ukrainians are actually winning the Battle of the Black Sea. Russian fleet in the Black Sea is basically being sunk by the Ukrainians every day. You could look at it. They had 13 landing ships, the Russians did, in the Black Sea. 10 of them have been destroyed by the Ukrainians, not to mention major capital ships there. So the Black Sea fleet is very quickly going to the bottom of the ocean there. And that allows the Ukrainians to once again get their commerce going by their export of grain and other materials out. And as I've said before, this is not just a battlefield war, it's an economic war also.
Yeah. All right, I promised I would ask this question from somebody who routinely emails me every time you're on. He completely disagrees with you and is very worried about the money. So he sent me this clip, and I don't know if it's true or not, Governor, but it was supposedly this very $600,000 Rolls Royce that one of the ministers in Ukraine is driving. And they said, look, this is where the money's going. The money is being stolen by these officials in Ukraine, and we're suckers for sending it to them. And so I just wanted to give you I don't know if the video is true or not, but that's the kind of thing that's out there. How do you react to that concern?
Well, first of all, I can't chase around automobiles, mine or theirs.
Yeah.
And I can't, I don't know who your person is who's talking to you, whether he is just buying the bad line or whether he's actually, a part of it. But the point is that the Russians are working very hard to work on the minds of the American people. Mm-hmm. They're sending disinformation, which is part of the war, in order to make Americans insecure about their role and about this war, cause us to lose confidence and to lose faith. And, the idea that the money's being corrupt and stolen is not true, first of all. Let's be clear about that.
You feel confident of that?
I'm certain of it.
Okay.
And besides, if you look at it, there's just been plenty of review. The American government is looking at this. And the problem is not that the American government is being stupid because they're sending money that's being stolen. The problem is the American government is not sending money. That's the problem, that the armaments are not there. The Russians are making incremental advances now because the Ukrainians don't have the arms to defend themselves. If this continues on for an extended period of time, it could tilt the war, which means that at a future time, we're going to end up with further problems. You saw, by the way, President Macron of France suggested NATO troops perhaps ought to go to Ukraine. This thing is unraveling a little bit at a time. My goal is to not let it unravel, to let the Ukrainians defend themselves and prevent a bigger war coming up the road. There's still a chance to do that.
Yeah.
But as long as we continue to dither about this, John, I think that there's trouble ahead for us and all your listeners, not to mention the people of Europe. Yeah. Look, why do we care about Europe? Let me say it one more time. The independence and friendship of Europe as a whole to the United States is essential to our very safety and existence. Putin understands that.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to overcome here with this war.
Former ambassador to Europe, former Virginia governor, and Richmond resident, Jim Gilmore. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. It's 8:48. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.